Hello, it's me, Asti Widyahari. Today I want to talk about valuation or property, but right now I would like to share about the importance of being nice. Yes, I think it is important for us. Why? You might don't know that maybe the person you treat really bad is your fans. Well, it is a true story. Yes, it's mine. My experience. So last year in 2019, I was in Thailand, in Bangkok. No, in Pattaya. I was a participant in Valuation International Congress. Okay, you already know it. I was a speaker representing Indonesia. While all the participants were getting ready for the Congress, I came to someone, just say hey, because that person is my senior in valuation. I don't want to mention that person as she or he, because I don't want to reveal that person's identity. So yeah, I initiated a little chit-chat, but then not too long, right after just couple of sentences, I guess, that person snapped at me real hard. That person said about a lot of things that I feel like he or she were only exaggerating and making so many nonsense about some things. Not just something, but many things. And like attack me. He or she were quite smooth, really really smooth, you know, the way he or she delivered the words were just wow. But the point of the conversation were misleading. It was full of hate. Yes, you will absolutely know when someone are trying to seize critics or just want to take it down. I felt the second one. It's not because I was sensitive or what, because you know, I'm not like that. But all the words that came from the person were completely, maybe supposed to, make me feel bad. That person said blah 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 blah. Really full of negativity, misleading judgment, and hate. Just full of hate. Seriously. No matter what I said as a response, as a feedback, he or she just justify what he or she just said before. That is the story. At that time, I didn't angry, but I was really disappointed. Yes, disappointed, because that person was one from several people or senior followers that I look up to. Very smart, even though maybe about 40 or 50 years old, but still look young, still look great, and has a nice body. At that time, or before that time, I wanted to be like her or him when I get older. But that person at that moment even didn't bother to be a little bit nice to his or her junior in this profession. He or she is a smart person, good-looking person, but I don't adore that person anymore. That's enough. I am disappointed. Okay. I still want to be nice and good-looking at his or her age. But that's it. That is the moral of the story. If you can't be nice to others, just don't treat them bad. Just don't treat them bad. You have no idea that maybe he or she is your fans, someone who adores you, wants to be like you, wants to be just like you. It's so disappointing, you know, really, really. That's all. Just be nice to everybody, to everyone. And yeah, if you want to critique someone, do it in a positive way. Like, you really concern the others to grow, not just want to knock them down. Always be kind, because your action have a bigger impact than you might realize. We all We have all heard the quote. People may not remember what you said or what you did, but they will always remember how you made them feel. So, why not leave them with something positive? Thank you so much for listening to my experience. So thank you. See you next time. And remember, always be kind. Bye.